In the Western world, the serpent has been the symbol of evil. And even in Ireland, for example, you have St. Patrick coming and banishing all of the serpents out of Ireland. The serpents, of course, were also the symbol of the Druids, of the Celtic traditions, and of the ways of the feminine. As we engage the healing work of the serpent, we also recover our original nature, that nature that we lost when we were banished from the garden. We recover and reclaim that self that still walks with beauty on the earth, that never left the garden. Because our traditions tell us that we will recover that self, that original self that we lost when we fell from grace, that we will recover that original self at the end of time. After the final judgment, when the good and the evil will be judged, and when we end up in the right hand of God, at that point we will recover our original nature, our undying nature, our self that could still speak with the rivers and the trees, that nature that we lost when we lost our membership in the garden. What the shaman says is, yes, you can wait until the end of time to recover your original self, but why not tonight? Tonight's a good night to walk with beauty on the earth again, to speak with the rivers, with the trees, with God, to break free of the grip of death, because that is the problem that we inherited when we lost our place in the garden, is that we began to be haunted by death. We lost our immortal, eternal nature. So that in the south direction in the medicine wheel, we have an experience of our immortal, infinite nature, that nature that we lost when we lost the garden. And this becomes the foundation of all shamanic healing, is the experience of infinity, the experience of a self that is infinite. We remember who we were before we were born. We experience a self that cannot be afflicted by illness, by disease, a self that is not haunted by death. And there's nothing more transforming and more healing than the experience of our infinite nature. And from that point on, we can no longer be claimed by death because we have been claimed by life. When we experience infinity, we break free of the chains of the past. We're no longer informed exclusively by the traumatic event that occurred to us when we were six, or by what happened to us in a former lifetime. We recognize the infinite journey of the soul. When we experience infinity, we're able to break free of the genetic predispositions that we inherited, so that we break free of our karma and our biology. It's an extraordinary notion that can produce miraculous healing at the core level of the self, at the level of the blueprint that organizes our physical and our emotional lives.